Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning and the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. As I started the show this morning, I told you we'd be talking about our youth, and they just started back into school. Lots of opportunities for lots of things, and we just need to keep them in prayer. And to take a step back, according to the U.S. Census Bureau in 2021, there are approximately 43,012,450 youth the age of 10 to 19 in the United States. That's 13% of the total population. Out of that, there's estimated that there were 34,000 youth that were homeless, and that goes up to the age of 25. 34,000 kids without a home. I can't imagine that. I cannot even fathom that. We had tough times growing up, but we were never homeless. We always had somewhere to go. I hope no kid in our town here in Sylacauga is in that predicament. I know there are some very tough situations, and I believe in the saying that we need to take care of the shadow of the steeple first. We need to take care of the kids here in Sylacauga. Let's make sure that these kids in school, if you're a parent, you hear from your children. My children are through school now, so I'm not in that connection anymore. If you hear something, if you hear about a kid that is struggling, let's get them some help. We don't want to know of a kid that would be in one of those 34,000. Keep these kids in prayer. They need it. As I said earlier, Satan is after them. He's trying to destroy their lives right now. Let's keep him from it. Let's raise these kids right. Hey, hope you enjoy the show. I'm here for another hour and 45 minutes, and we're going to keep youth on here this morning. We're going to talk about it, more statistics, more things going on with our youth. Coming up now, it's We the Kingdom, Holy Water on Mixed Sunday Morning. That's Big Daddy Weave, the Lion and the Lamb, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. I hope you're enjoying the music, and I hope you're enjoying the show, as today we're dedicating the show to youth. They need our help. They need our support. And I'll say it again, they need our prayer. One of the things that affects our children, and it may not affect anybody here in our town, but very close to us, is the I-20 corridor. It is known for a trafficking lane. It's estimated between 15,000 and 50,000 women and children are trafficked in the U.S. every year. The total number varies wildly, as it is very difficult to research. One study from the Department of Health and Human Resources estimated the number between 240,000 and 325,000, while a report from the University of Pennsylvania put it all between 100,000 and 300,000. And it amazes me that we don't know a better number. But I'm not also amazed that I know where it comes from, because it is a evil, evil system that traps these kids. And it's Satan all over it. And it's some very evil people, and it's probably some popular people that have money, they're protected, that keeps this industry going. And I just hope that you'll be with me in prayer that they will be exposed, these children will be released, and that every kid is accounted for, not just like this number between 100,000 and 300,000. Come on now, that's a difference of 200,000. Know where your kids are. Know what they're doing. Take care of your family, your tree. Take care of it. pray for our kids. And again, I'll probably say it every break, Satan is after them more than he ever has. He's more than he was after me when I was a kid. If you're older than I am, he's after these kids more than he was after you. They're bigger venues. They're different ways he can get to them now. Pray for these kids that are trafficked. Let's get them back home and let God deal with those who took them. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Coming up now, Toby Mack, Help Is On The Way, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Josh Baldwin, Stand In Your Love, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. We're going to get back to another topic now. We're talking about our youth this morning and things they face. And according to SaveTheChildren.org, there's 16 million children hungry in the United States. They say no child can be hungry for knowledge if they're hungry for food. Studies show that hunger can negatively impact children's academic performance and behavior in school, preventing them from developing to their full potential. Many studies have shown that hungry children have a hard time learning. Hungry students are more likely to have less energy, be more easily distracted and less interested in schoolwork, have lower math scores, repeat a grade, come to school late, or miss school entirely. And I know hunger is not a good thing to talk about, because for us that are in kind of routines, I know when it's lunchtime, my stomach starts to tell me it's time to eat. And then sometimes I sit back and I think, how spoiled am I? Really, how spoiled am I? Because there is someone right now, just like we talked a couple of months ago to the pastor in Kenya, those kids get a meal a day. And I'm worrying about being 30 minutes past my lunchtime. Let's pray for these kids that are hungry. I thank the schools and the programs that are in place that are feeding them now that they're back in school. God bless you for doing that. But let's find these families and let's get them some food. The kids need it. The parents need it. Hey, I know. I remember, I told you, one day you'll hear my full story, but I remember people bringing food to our house. What a blessing they were. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Let's get back to music. I Am They, Faithful God, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. As we close the show for the day, another 2 hours has gone by, and I know today was a little bit different in some of the segments. I threw some statistics at you about youth. I know a lot of that's not on the news because there are evil people in this world that will keep that from us, whether these kids are being trafficked, whether they are hungry, it's just whether they have a home to live in. It's amazing what's happening to our youth, what they're exposed to, social media, all the different facets that Satan has to distract them from the one thing that they need to keep their eyes on, and that's the Lord. And for all the statistics, let's get a Bible verse in here, because that's where we need to go with this anyway. And it comes from Psalms 127:3. And it simply says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. So parents, I hope you're listening, because I know kids are challenging at a time. I'm enjoying watching my son right now, raising two boys, and the frustration level sometimes that I see in him. I know we had, there are good times, there are bad times, there are tough times, there are all kinds of times when you have kids. You know, we had four, and it went all through the spectrum with all four. But they are a gift from God, no matter what. The Bible also says to train up a child. And they'll never forget. They'll never depart from that way. And it's to train them up in the Lord. Keep them on His path. Direct them to Him. Now, they all have their own choices. And I know you may be listening and say, well, my kid did this. He's traveled down this road there. My daughter is unreachable. She won't listen. Pray for them. They have a choice. It is their choice. And you have to remember that. Sometimes we blame ourselves as parents, but it's not our fault. They have choice. We have free choice. We just have to pray for them. As I mentioned before, the kids are back in school. Let's keep them in prayer. Let's pray for the teachers. Let's pray for the coaches. Let's pray for the administration. Let's pray to whoever these kids go home to. I hope they have a great school year. Thank you for tuning in again this week. God bless you. Thank you for listening. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for another week of Mixed Sunday Morning.